Well, back to school can certainly be a good time to work on teaching kids about protecting their personal information online. Adults aren't the only ones who can be targeted by a scam online. Children are at risk too. While BBB does not collect information from people under the age of 18, reports from adults indicate that scammers are targeting children. In BBB's 2023 Scam Tracker Risk Report, about 20% of adults surveyed said they had children ages 7 to 18. Of those with children, roughly 16% said their children had been targeted by scams. The most popular method scammers use to reach children was social media, followed by gaming platforms, email, and phone apps. Building good habits now will help kids stay safe online and protect themselves from scams throughout their lives. Here are BBB's tips for helping children practice online safety. First, know where your child is spending time online. Keep track of the sites and accounts your child can access. Social media was the top method scammers used to contact children in reports to BBB last year. And while they often have minimum age requirements, kids can easily enter a false birthday to create an account. And teach your kids to share with care. It's never too early to learn that anything posted online can last a lifetime. Talk to kids about who might see a post, how it might be perceived, and how their actions online can impact other people. Remind them that sharing personal information online can sometimes give scammers hints to their account logins and passwords, and teach them how to create secure passwords. Also, you can learn about online privacy together. To help kids begin learning how their information might be shared or used, look up some common terms found in privacy policies and terms of agreement and talk about them together. And keep an eye out for phishing. Kids have less online experience and might be more susceptible to clicking on links in junk mail or answering questions they probably shouldn't. Teach children never to click on links in an email and to tell a trusted adult if they receive a message from a stranger. Also, understand apps. Be aware that apps, including games, might collect and share personal information about your child or target them with ads. Even free apps can have paid features, and kids may not understand that some apps or game features cost money since they were labeled free to download. And be sure to teach download safety. Many websites allow children to download free media, and a child may not realize that this often comes with the risk of downloading a virus. Encourage children not to click download links on unfamiliar websites. Also, don't share your location. Many apps share a user's location by default. Together with your child, go into each app's settings and turn off location sharing if it's not needed. And consider parental controls. Although the best way to keep a child's online privacy safe is to teach them to manage it themselves, you may wish to set parental controls to help keep kids safe while they're starting to learn good habits. For more resources for your family, visit the Family Online Safety Institute's Good Digital Parenting web portal and review the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. For more information about protecting your privacy online, visit bbb.org.